Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
A viral video making the rounds has utilized Google Earth's history tool to show what appears to be mass graves on Epstein's Island that were dug shortly after his arrest in 2006. In September of 2002, in the center of the island, Google Earth shows that there was nothing but a bare mound of earth. In March of 2005, the Palm Beach, Florida police began investigating Epstein after a mother reported that he sexually abused her 14-year-old daughter. In July of 2006, Epstein was arrested by the Palm Beach Police Department on state felony charges of procuring a minor for prostitution. Hours later, he was released on a $3,000 bond. A few months later, in November of 2006, Google Earth shows that the previously bare mound has what appears to be mass graves freshly buried on top of it. During this time, Palm Beach County State Attorney Barry Krischer is accused of giving Epstein special treatment, and the FBI begin an investigation. In 2007, federal prosecutors prepare an indictment against Epstein, which is held up in the courts for a year. In June of 2008, Epstein pleads guilty to one count of soliciting prostitution and one count of soliciting prostitution from a minor. He is sentenced to 18 months in jail with a secret arrangement with the U.S. Attorney's Office to not be prosecuted for federal crimes. Epstein serves most of his sentence in a work release program that allows him to leave jail during the day. In July of 2009, Epstein is released from jail. 1 month later in August, Google Earth shows that what appeared to be mass graves on the mound have been covered over. In 2013, construction begins on the mound gravesite. By 2017, construction of what appears to be a tennis court is completed. Drone footage shows that the elevation in Google Earth is off. The newly built tennis court is on a flat plain surrounded by a dirt berm. By January of 2018, Google Earth shows that the tennis court has been raised and the earth beneath appears to have been excavated. In November of 2018, the Miami Herald begins publishing a series of articles about the Epstein case, which inspires public interest. In July of 2019, Epstein is charged on federal sex trafficking charges. 1 month later, the FBI raid the island. During this time, Google Earth shows cloud cover obscuring the view of the mound. On August 10th of 2019, Epstein is reported to have committed suicide in his New York City federal jail cell. The next available image is a month later, in September of 2019, and shows that the area on the mound is being used as a parking lot for commercial vehicles. The area is cleared by 2020 and has remained so until today. In a recent video, corporate media propagandist Megyn Kelly claims that we may be hearing from Jeffrey Epstein himself this year.
We're not done with Jeffrey Epstein. I can tell you that for a fact. Can't tell you how I know, but I can tell you for a fact we're going to hear a lot more about Jeffrey Epstein in the coming year, and you may be even hearing from him directly. More on that as I'm allowed to tell you.
While most believe that Epstein was murdered, many believe that he is still alive, claiming that images of his alleged corpse appear to be a different person, that the shape of his nose and ears were different. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Oh, 2024 is here, and that means up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping, and double Patriot points. This is one of the biggest deals of the year, and it supports the InfoWar. And we're selling out a lot of these products. It'll be months and months till more are back in stock. Whether it's books, films, T-shirts, you name it, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and take advantage of this 2024 New Year's sale, double Patriot points, free shipping, and so much more. Get a copy of my book, signed or unsigned, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists, and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. And again, thank you so much for your amazing support in 2023. But 2024, as everybody knows, is the big year. So please support us and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell everybody you know, and those you don't know, tune into the live show at InfoWars.com/show. God bless, and we're going into 2024 together.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Freedom Command Central, it's the Alex Jones Show.
As preparing to strike back, we are now entering the center of the fight for the human destiny before we go to the next level, interplanetary, interdimensional, and beyond. All right. We have Jim Brewer, who is one of my favorite comedians, packed stadiums of 50,000 people around the country, with his hilarious anti-woke comedy. And I think we all deserve in this crazy time a little bit of fun, so he'll be with us for at least an hour and a half coming up in the noon hour into the third hour as well. But we've got a lot to hit before he joins us. I'll obviously be getting serious with him some and getting his view just as a patriot and a father on what's happening in the world. So let's talk about it. Let me just show you a few headlines that all tie together here. Synthetic generated genomically targeted plagues will be the future of warfare, says new defense report from the RAND Corporation that sits at the top of the defense establishment pyramid. You ask how I know what their plans are? Well, I've been reading the RAND Corporation for 35 years. And in April, 30 years on air. We got their new report, and I read it last night, and it's basically a regurgitation of this report the British Ministry of Defense put out in 2007, Revolution, Flash Mobs, and Brain Chips, a Grim Vision of the Future. But this deals with race-specific bioweapons, and you can go and find literally hundreds of articles going back more than 20 years attacking me when I talk about government documents where our own Pentagon talks about using race-specific bioweapons, and we know Israel. We know South Africa, we know the Russians, we know the Chinese have all been working on this for 75, 80 years. The Japanese were working on it, famously. They got caught at the end of World War II, mainly on Australian and British troops they captured in China and other areas at the start of World War II. They were trying to find pathogens that particularly killed white people. So this is an old story, and it's real, and it's a big deal. Now, it ties in with the cutting off of nitrogen fertilizer around the world the last couple of years and all the unrest and starvation that's causing in the third world and the cutting off of the nitrogen in the Netherlands, France, Germany, areas of Asia, Sri Lanka, and the fact that folks are battling back against that because bioweapons are much more effective if people have low nutrition. That then ties into the giant UN treaty, the latest version that we covered in the last 2 days, Sunday and Monday. We covered the sections, all of it, where it literally says the UN will be in charge of all your speech and to the response to any, quote, pathogen or threat of pathogen, control of infrastructure, banking, borders, transportation. It's just a giant power grab. And the Supreme Court ruled 2 years ago, which is common sense, so the left hates them, that Biden can't be banning fertilizer or banning pipelines or banning gas stoves and trying to ban combustion engines like California and New York are putting on the books to have no sales of them coming up in the next decade outside of law. And then, of course, those laws themselves are unconstitutional. So how does California say we're going to follow the regulations of the EPA? That's not a law. How are they making law? Well, some good news on that front. Big story up on redstate.com. Fifth Circuit delivers smackdown of Biden DOE efforts to regulate dishwashers, washing machines, and other household appliances, and just ban anyone that uses gas. How does he do that? How do they do that? So I raise all that before I get into all the details, because it's illegal. Who died and made the UN the boss? But you see, under the Kyoto Protocol and the Paris Accords, which were never ratified by Congress, or the Agenda 21 Rio de Janeiro Accord from 1992, never ratified by Congress, the State Department, the Department of Energy, all these federal agencies, though, act as if they're signatories to it. And presidents like Bill Clinton and George Herbert Walker Bush and George W. Bush, bipartisan tyranny, and Obama, they still order the executive agencies to follow the treaties. That's why Trump pulls out of the agreements, but they're not even treaties. He just pulls out of the agreements. So it's a constitutional crisis when you have presidents bypassing Congress and making law themselves. That's when you enter dictator territory. So Trump was doing the opposite when he was removing the UN from being over the, quote, refugee migrant resettlement treaty, which was never ratified. So this is all crap, but through the corporations in BlackRock that controls 88% of the assets in the world, that's official. They have their new corporate governance system of the ESG, where they create the scoring system. And then if your company, down to even companies that are only $30, $40 million companies, that sounds big to the average person. That's tiny in the aggregate. You know, I mean, look at Apple, worth trillions. You then get your banking cut off. And you wonder why you're going to get a loan. You always got it before. And they said, well, there's a scoring system, and we're not allowed to see it. But you're just being kicked off your banking. And that happened. We've been debanked, let's not exaggerate, 8-9 times the last 20 years. But we were debanked 2 years ago from all three of our banks at the same time. And then one of the banks apologized and had me in. And I met with them, and they said, you're only allowed to look at this with your eyes. It has watermarks on it. It's sent to us. And we can get in big trouble if we show you this. But here's the group out of Boston that does the certification. There's three groups. This is the one we use. And they've given you this ESG rating of bad. And they said the reason is hate. No judge, no jury, no reason. Just they showed me the score, the numbers, the data. Then I gave it to a D.C. law firm, and they said, yeah, we'll try to get you off this score. But then they told me, this is a major D.C. law firm, that the so-called group out of Boston is the CIA. And of course, you later saw that in Congress, the CIA, the Justice Department's involved in the debanking, the censorship, the running of the AI grids, interfacing with dinosaur media and big tech to censor everybody. And you see the hundreds of, quote, spies sign a letter that the Hunter laptop's fake. I mean, that's them. And that's what they do. And they've got access to these databases that are used to block Iran and Hezbollah being able to set up businesses in the U.S. But instead, they're allowed to set up businesses. In fact, the deputy prime minister, who's a big globalist, the deputy head of the WEF at the same time, in Canada got peacefully confronted by a reporter. It's called a scrum, where you just follow the person, kind of like Ezra Levant and others did famously at Davos for 5 minutes, you know, talking to Borla of Pfizer. This reporter did the same thing and just said to her, hey, why is Hezbollah allowed to openly get demonstration permits and raise money and operate in the country when it's actually listed as a terrorist group here? And he didn't touch her, it didn't matter. They assaulted him, and they've now charged him with assault when on video they attack him. We're going to go to break and talk about this, but it's in the UN treaty they're putting through that everybody's arrested that does any criticism of the New World Order. If you criticize anything they're doing, you go to jail. Kind of like the truckers in Canada, which was, again, all part of what Trudeau's saying. This is part of the ESG system. He said, we're following the ESGs, arresting these people. It's UN rules.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
put out ugly art and ugly culture to make you depressed.
You'll see.
Make sure you're ugly and not let you know you're connected to God. We show you beautiful art. We were just doing, you were watching us on TV, of human potential and what we are going to build through God inspiring us together. Anything we can imagine, over time, we do. What Jules Verne's 150 years ago envisioned, all came true. But there were other futurists like H.G. Wells that envisioned an elite-controlled world that would make Hitler blush in his fiction and nonfiction. The secret to his time machine and his War of the Worlds is, he wrote about this, the nonfiction, were allegories of how the establishment sees us. We are the Eloi, they are the Morlocks. The globalists are the Martians, coldly looking at us like animals to be enslaved and destroyed. And I'm simply trying to get people to realize this paradigm and be aware that the future is being built for you, and it's a dystopic future with a world government run by corporations that control the UN, literally cutting off resources and ending civilization for the targeted goal of reducing 8 billion to 500 million. And now we hit the part of the graph where they begin to try to lower the number. And you say, well, that's going to be insane. People are going to fight back. Yes. And because we've got the jump on them, not just myself, but countless others for decades exposing the agenda, now that we've gone from beta into operational, we've got a good chance of stopping them. And that's really the good news that I keep giving you before I hit the rest of this, is I don't cover all this horrible stuff they're doing to make you lose faith or lose hope. No, it's so we can admit the horror of what we're up against and then sell the public on saying no to it. And before I hit all this, I just want to be clear. Right now, Australia, the EU, China already has it, Canada have all announced central bank digital currencies to replace cash and credit cards. That's a face scan, a thumbprint, and or your cell phone, or a chip under the skin. That's the official standardized UN Bill Gates funded global policy of the world standard to be used for a social credit score, carbon tax, vaccine passport, universal income. And they'll want you to go along with all of it and accept it, because they'll get you so poor by cutting off resources and energy that you'll only be able to live if you're getting this tiny little salary that you accept and become a domesticated animal. A pig living in a barn only gets what it's fed and what its master decides it's going to have. But when you sell people, especially young people, the statistics show they don't want to know how to farm on average or drive a car. They don't even want a relationship. They can have one in cyberspace. They're being prepared for obsolescence. They're being made to be obsolete because people wanting to control their own destiny and who want to build their own systems are diametrically in the way as roadblocks to this global government and to this technocracy, to this overwrite that is here to end civilization as we know it, drastically reduce our numbers, and then set up a new plan into the future, a totally controlled, programmed technocracy. And finally, academics and scholars and best-selling authors and real intellectuals, conservative, liberal, you name it, from Brett Weinstein to Danny Wolf, are saying, I was wrong about the right-wing populists. They're pro-human. They're the real liberals. The fake liberals work for mega corporations and want to build a world that makes the communist Chinese system look like a wonderland. And you can say, well, who cares if the liberals join us, the RFK Juniors and the rest of it? The point is, they are joining us. The Elon Musk are joining us. And I now know the behind-the-scenes stuff. I'm at liberty to talk about it. I already knew about it, but now I really know. Elon Musk is 100% freaked out. He now knows the globalists do want to depopulate everybody. He agreed with me about that. And he says they must be stopped because if they shut down civilization to the general public, it'll shut it down for them as well and will end up destroying them. And so that's why Musk is 100% against it, because he was never for killing everybody. But he does want a super high-tech system that is obviously frightening in its implications. But he wants it to be a human system. And so he now understands that there's no bargaining with these people. There's no playing games. That's why they're coming after him everywhere. And it's 100% real. And we have to believe that we can get big people from the system to join us, because we're promoting something that's common sense and beautiful. Oh, Joe Rogan didn't used to be with us, so I don't trust him. Or Vivek Ramaswamy, or all these people. Russell Brand. But almost every person now that was on the enemy team, from Jimmy Dore to Tucker Carlson, is now on our team. Tucker Carlson, I don't say this to act powerful, apologized to me many years ago and said, I thought you were crazy. I thought you were evil. I couldn't believe the things you predicted, but now I've seen and gone back that it was all true and that you were going out their documents, and I apologize. I said, Tucker, don't apologize. It's okay. You were projecting your own goodness on the world. And let me tell you, people that know Tucker, and I know him very well now, the guy's like Santa Claus. Just no depressant, nothing but Manning. Nothing but jolly old elf. Endless energy, hunting, fishing, constantly taking care of his family, opening doors for little old ladies. Mr. America, Mr. Boy Scout, just like he looks. It's more ridiculous in person. Spend days with him. Unlimited energy, unlimited jolliness, unlimited humor, unlimited stories. I mean, hanging out with him for days and days. I've had dinner and hung out with him and came and visited us once on Thanksgiving. You know, but actually spending days and days with him, I was like, my God, I've never been around somebody like this. It's Santa Claus. But you see, he just couldn't believe it was actually this evil. And I give laurels to him, because the point is, you're like that. I know there's listeners everywhere, black, white, old, young, gay, straight, you name it, that just want freedom and to be happy, and you never want to hurt people, and you're never mad at somebody because they're successful. But if you watch the movie based on the best-selling novel from 100-plus years ago, There Will Be Blood, it's based on real oil men of the time and their attitude. Maybe find that clip. Coming back next segment. And he says, so there will be blood. I have a competition in me. And he's telling the guy he believes is his cousin, who he finds out isn't later and kills. He says, I don't like seeing people do well. I don't like seeing anybody being happy. I want to hurt everybody. I want to dominate everybody. I can't help it. And he goes, that's just the way it is. And when you understand that, you understand why we're so blind to the enemy and why they rule us. Is that they are the Morlocks, we are.
January 2024 is here, and that means up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping, and double Patriot points. This is one of the biggest deals of the year, and it supports the InfoWar. And we're selling out a lot of these products, and it'll be months and months till more are back in stock. Whether it's books, films, t-shirts, you name it, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and take advantage of this 2024 New Year's sale, double Patriot points, free shipping, and so much more. Get a copy of my book, signed or unsigned, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists, and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. And again, thank you so much for your amazing support in 2023. But 2024, as everybody knows, is the big year. So please support us and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell everybody you know, and those you don't know, tune into the live show at InfoWars.com/show. God bless, and we're going into 2024 together.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help.
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Summoned from Montgomery. I had my guitar on my back. When a stranger stopped beside me in an antique Cadillac.
He was dressed like 1950.
He was dressed like 1950.
Half drunk and hollow-eyed.
He said, it's a long walk to Nashville.
Would you like to ride, son?
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Down in the front seat. He turned on the radio. And them sad old songs coming out of them speakers was solid country gold. Then I noticed a stranger was ghost white there when he asked me for a light. And I knew there was something strange about this ride.
He said,
Drifter, can you make folks cry when you play and sing? Have you paid your dues? Can you moan the blues? Can you bend down guitar strings? He said, boy, can you make folks feel what you feel inside? Cause if you're big star bound, let me walk.
All right, so here's what's going on. You all know it. The enemy is now completely operational. But we are supposed to be asleep when they launch this. We're not. But they don't know what to do. And then they've hired the scum of the earth, generation after generation. 50 years ago, we had half the top generals and admirals. They got 99% of them right now. And you notice it's all come out that Lloyd Austin's been gone for, hell, 2 weeks now. Might not even be alive. And it turns out they all lied about it. He didn't even tell the Undersecretary of Defense where he went. Now they're introducing impeachment against him for it. This would be like, if a brain surgeon in the middle of a brain surgery just walked off and left. It's malpractice. Super dangerous. Secretary of Defense is like the president. They've got to be available 24 hours a day. Do I have to describe to you why? Iranians attack a ship. There's a missile goes into Poland. We got to find out who shot it. Zelensky says it's the Russians. They already tried this twice. It's not. Pentagon's got to track it and say it wasn't.
This is how you start a war. And they're doing it while they've got all these wars going on. But they're asleep at the switch. Because globalists create the policy, and the people they put in place are just puppets, but then the globalists themselves aren't even in charge. You remove the military culture because you are afraid of it, and you don't want the military to actually be competent, but then you're incompetent and don't know how to run the military, and you've got puppets, so now the military is a runaway train. This has really gotten people's attention. And it's what I keep saying. The globalists we have in charge didn't steal the world and do it by their skills like their predecessors. They were evil, but they were competent. Henry Kissinger in his prime worked 18 hours a day. So did Richard Nixon. They knew everything they were up to and what they were doing. And if they went into the hospital for 2 weeks, it would be told they were going to the hospital and why, because they were in charge. And they had to tell everybody who else was in charge. And we had to make sure who was in charge, what they were doing. Now, had gone 2 weeks, tells dozens of lies, still in the hospital, won't say why. It's government by Fetterman, and government by Biden, and government by Pelosi, and government by the Vice President Kamala Harris, who literally, it's not like they just pick and choose speeches. Watch any speech she gives. The woman is obviously on Xanax. She, or a bottle of vodka, she can't string a sentence together. And they're in charge, folks. Because the globalists put puppets in with all their orders, but the globalists, the Rothschilds and others, just own the big indexes. They own BlackRock, and it's all this big bureaucracy of corporate guys flying on private jets, going to parties, taking drugs, having sex, partying, and then just pretending like, oh, we'll release a virus and scare everybody and give them poison shots, and that'll and they'll never figure it out. And their own white papers are coming out. Oh, God, the public figured it out. They're going to get us. What are we going to do? Release another one. No, that's the last thing you should do. Because here's the thing. I don't want to die, even if it ends up destroying you. Any moron that studied history and geopolitics and military affairs knows you guys have already jackknifed the economy and destroyed the infrastructure of the third world so you could flood us, and you haven't thought third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh order magnitude effects. They don't think about what their action does. They think about, I do this, I indict Trump, and then they'll all turn against him, and then we'll win. And instead, he got five times more powerful. So you indict him more, and he gets 10 times more powerful. I saw the meme of Trump, a Popeye with Trump's head on it. And, you know, when he finally opens the can of spinach and shoots it in his mouth, and pew, and the spinach is the indictments. I mean, I said that back at the time. It's not, our audience knows that. You know, saying you can't vote for somebody and you can't have them with a bunch of souped up, made up crap's going to not work. You know that as an auto mechanic. You know that as a truck driver. You know that as a farmer, as a school teacher, because you live in the real world. So the globalists want to get rid of us, saying we're all obsolete. And sure, we got problems. Society's in trouble in general. But the worst people are the establishment. So that's where we're at here, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, yeah, new thing. Hot Mike catches journos laughing and joking about Trump being assassinated in appeals court. Oh, a Democrat congresswoman for New York. I didn't even get to this. I got to it at the very end of the show, but I'm going to play it coming up next segment. She goes, I need illegal aliens. That's how I'm going to win in my district. I need a pure Democrat district. That's how we're going to steal the election. And then Big Mike crawls out from under a rock and says the same thing. Because they never had to work for what they've got. And they have nothing but a disdain and an arrogance for farmers and shopkeepers and police officers and firefighters. They are elitist scum. They're not elites. They didn't trailblaze like an Elon Musk. They just were given power because they were part of the club, and they sit there and they run their mouths and then start all these wars, and they really thought the Russians were going to coup Vladimir Putin when NATO went to war with him. Oh, if we kill some Russians, they'll give up. Oh, yeah, that's worked. We'll just carpet bomb Vietnam. They'll give up. That worked real well. The British soldiers in 1776, we'll just arrest all their families and put them on prison ships. We'll burn down their farms. That'll make them give up. See, they think we were intimidated by their previous bullying. We were not intimidated by the bullying. The public was asleep. That's why we weren't fighting back. And now that we're awake and you're literally punching us in the nose and killing us and attacking us, and you're wondering why we get madder and madder and why nothing works, skip the break. It's because you miscalculated, because you haven't opened a history book. You run around playing golf and partying all day while you pretend you built America and all this power. No, you hijacked it. You're like somebody that has never even passed a driver's test, who's 14 years old, getting in a 3,000 horsepower funny car. You know, a person that's been driving drag racers their whole life for 40 years knows, I'm risking my life. I'm about to go 350 miles an hour. This is deadly dangerous. I got to do this absolutely perfectly and hope nothing fails or I'm dead. Okay, people that know how the world works know that it's dangerous. You people get in a multi-horse, thousand-power rocket. And you think you know how to drive it, and you don't know how to wipe your ass, Big Mike. We're supposed to bow down to you because you're like this big eugenics example, and this big example of how the system can do anything to us and put a tranny and all this crap. They think it's a big victory in the military to have a bunch of the commanders be men in dresses. And to talk to the public with a dude in a dress looks like a serial killer about your children's reproductive system. And taking parents out of the equation because they're being mean to their children. Because we're not like some creepy dude dresses a woman in an admiral outfit, a woman's military outfit, telling us about our children. I mean, these are crazy people.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
So astute. The globalists teach their minions. They tried to hire my dad back when he was top of his class in the mid-1960s to join their operation. He got in it while he was joining NASA, learned it was a scientific dictatorship, got out of it, didn't even tell me about it until he saw my film Endgame. Came out in 2007, and he said, yeah. I mean, I knew he'd gone to college at 14 and worked with NASA programs and nuclear reactors and got sent around and did all these jobs, and then something happened when he was 20, and he got out of it and decided just to be a doctor. But he went ahead and spilt his guts to me, and it was everything I already knew. But they go and they recruit these people to say, you're part of the best. We're going to get rid of everybody else. And there's the analogy from There Will Be Blood, based on a famous novel of another name, where at least you're my kin, and we're going to dominate and enslave everybody else. And the globalists do have that, where in their own kin, in their own groups, in their own mafias, they at least care about each other on the surface. But let's say they reduce the world population, the official UNWF Agenda 2030 plan, down to 300, 500, 600 million. The number's usually 500. Some estimates are 300 million. Imagine, that's one of the Georgia Guidestones, imagine your 500 million people that help do all this and carry this global extermination out that takes decades by cutting off resources, posing as a savior while it's all unfolding, giving people poison shots. Do you really think when you're that 500 million people left that you're not going to be gotten rid of because you know where all the bodies are buried and you understand what's going on? No, they're lying to that group that they need to help them carry this out before they get the AI and the robots and all the systems in place. And that happens throughout history. We know in the old Soviet Union or in coups in Rome or anywhere, it's a well-known thing of politics throughout history that the group that helps bring in the outside group that takes over is the first group they kill. I forget the exact date, but what was it, 800 years ago? Look up the fall of Constantinople. I'm going from memory. But I've read books on it years ago and seen documentaries. And so it's what all that's left of Rome is in what is Istanbul today, Turkey. And they've been attacked dozens and dozens of times for hundreds and hundreds of years, but the Muslims could never take it over. But finally, they got European cannon makers to make cannons. They bombarded it for a year, but it was traitors inside that had made secret deals with the leader of the Islamic group. God, that was only 600 and something years ago. Yeah, 1453. So it was. It was a deal that was made, and then what do you think happened when the leader of the Islamic invasion force took over? He killed all the traitors day one and called them in and said, you think I'm going to leave a traitor in this business? And because it controlled all this corporate, all this trade around what was the known world. You think I'm going to leave you when you betrayed your emperor and for the last year sold him out? You are going to be executed today, along with your family. And then he called in the few survivors, so the emperor literally died in in the storming of the city, fighting. And he said to the people that had survived and their families, take your stuff and leave and go to Western Europe. Because the traitors were dishonorable. And it's the same everywhere. Yeah, Trotsky and Lenin helped get the communists in power in Russia. They get killed. They get taken out. It's the same story. You idiots. I'm talking about our audience, but the left is tuning in. You think you're part of this great betrayal, this great evil, this great corruption, and that you're going to get some goodies in the New World Order? You really think the official plan is to just kill people down to 500 million? You think the globalists would leave the 500 million around that help orchestrate this hell? By the way, you may think you're tough because you're part of this. There's a lot of you out there that have joined it. The Enola Gay dropped at least one of the atomic bombs on Japan, Hiroshima and Nagasaki. I remember reading years ago, I saw a documentary about it too, that something like half the crew committed suicide in just a few years. And they believed they were right, and it was a war, and they were told to do it. Then they saw the burned children and the blacked out cities and the hundreds of thousands dead, and they killed themselves. And those were good men who believed it was the right thing. They had a conscience. Now, I know you don't have a conscience, but still, you have cells. And your cells aren't pure evil. Your consciousness, your spirit is. Your cells don't like you. You want that in your life, being part of this? You think you're going to live a good life after you take part in all this betrayal and all this evil and all this silliness? No, you're not. It's going to be just like when the Muslim king took over Constantinople and changed the name to Istanbul. And he said, bring me the traitors. And they all marched in before him. It took him a day to pass sentence on them because he spent time with them each. And read the Arabs wrote it up. Muslims wrote it up. They said, how dare you betray your emperor? You're dead. Right now, your family. You are scum. You can't be trusted. You're dead. What's my reward? I helped to sell out everything. Exactly. You think we keep people around like you? Huh. You see, they don't think second, third, fourth, fifth order. That's why they're weak. And if the globalists really thought through what they're doing, but they're just so selfish, so greedy, they've got to have control. They were given it by their predecessors, but now they have such a competition in them without any of the attributes that they want us dead. So Jim Brewer, superstar comic, I love him to death. He's coming up. He'll be in studio with us next hour and part of the next hour. And then after he leaves us, I'm going to get into all of it. I mean, the farmers in the Netherlands and Ireland and now Germany taking over, saying we don't want gasoline increases, petrol increases, diesel increases. We don't want carbon taxes. We don't want to ban our fertilizer. We're the ones that grow the food. Leave us alone. The taxes are so high. If you raise them, we're going to go bankrupt. We're working 15 hours a day. We can barely do it. Stop it. And all over the world, the ESGs, the WF, the UN are cutting off the resources saying, you'll eat bugs and like it soon. And you're like, that'll never happen. But they've already banned 20% of the cows last year in the Netherlands. They want something like 80% banned in the next 6 years. And you're like, well, who cares about the Netherlands? The Netherlands is the number two food producer in the world. And they're doing it all over the world. Cutting the food off, cutting the resources off. It's insane. And they want to make us poor. They want to control us. That's why it's important to support independent media that tells the truth while boosting your immune system and your body at the same time. Now, I've talked about this. We're going to break it up with Jim Brewer. I've talked about this a lot. Methylfolate is what your cells break down from folic acid. This is not a stimulant. This is energy of the cells beyond a stimulant. You can dump all the stimulants you want on top of your cells all day. It ends up hurting you long term. This is not a stimulant. This cleans your cells out. It's the pure energy they operate on and that the rest of your body through the cells operates on. It is next level foundational energy produced by my dad, Dr. Jones Naturals, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. And it is the best research out there. This is already a super hot area of supplements. With the B complex to supercharge it in the cells and the rest of the body. It's a very small run. It's going to sell out soon. And as I said, we're ending the free shipping in the next few days. Literally the next few days, the free shipping is going to end. It was a New Year's deal and the double Patriot points. So if you want Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3, take it out of the tongue, so absorb it into your blood vessels. Most viral infection, most viral replication, most viral issues, look it up, is a vitamin D3 deficiency. Most of the problems are in the winter because your sun with your skin produces the vitamin D3. And then most guts don't absorb it well, but it does go into blood vessels well. So you supplement in the fall, winter, and early spring with this. It's 40% off, free shipping. It's all there, InfoWarsStore.com. So get next level foundational energy with B-Complex at InfoWarsStore.com. And then products like 10-Hour Clean Energy Turbo Force, which is time-released amino acids, vitamins, minerals, and a whole bunch of full-spectrum organic caffeines that some release the first hour, some in 3 hours, some in 5 hours, some in 6-7 hours. And then you don't have the letdown. This is the best product out there. You add this with the methylfolate. This is what the Olympic athletes are taking. These formulas were actually designed, I paid them to do it, by the top labs that advise how our athletes legally take enhancement stuff that doesn't violate the rules. Turbo Force with Next Level Foundational Energy is next level. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And please get a copy of my book, signed or unsigned, as a fundraiser. The Great Awakening, part two from the book, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It's The Great Awakening, defeating the globalists and launching the next renaissance. All right, we're going to air a few clips of Jim Breuer. We're going to play clip one and clip two. And then we're going to come back with him in 5 minutes. Stay with us.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.